I told you the songs tonight were meant to be around the theme of stress. Do we have stress? Nah, we don't have stress. I tell you what, you know, Sarah and I oftentimes, and I do an awful lot of it. I know Stephen does some of it. I know y'all have too, before, send out the call them alls. Do you ever feel like it's just call them all day? You know, like, I mean, every 5 minutes somebody says, somebody needs prayers. Oh, someone's got COVID. Oh, someone's in ICU. Someone had a wreck. Someone's this, that, and the other. And we're just sending out these notes to everybody. That can get on you after a while. Because it's hard. You love these people, and you know, it's difficult carrying that load. All of us here in this room are of an age where we've had to deal with serious challenges in our life, health challenges, relationship challenges, challenges with children, challenges with parents. We've had loved ones die. We've had loved ones in serious illness for a long, long time. We've dealt with a lot of stress. A lot of stress. I want to read you a little piece here from Matthew. It's chapter 11. For context, we're going to start in verse 20. Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Does that send chills down your spine? It should sure send chills down theirs. But look what comes right next. At that time, Jesus answered and said, so he's continuing speaking, same context. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, we know those verses, right? But have you ever thought that he was saying that right after he was basically condemning in the strongest of terms several places where he'd done a lot of miracles and no one had repented? Was Jesus dealing with a wicked world full of stress? Was Jesus dealing with a lot of stress? Read that description again about what he was doing when he went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane before they came to take him. He was throwing himself on the ground. He was in such anguish that he was sweating great drops of blood. Did he understand stress? Not only that, he knew all of us and he loved all of us. Remember what he said when he turned the corner and come to Jerusalem? For the last time. Yeah. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often would I have gathered you like a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not have it. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. Isn't that heartbreaking? Do you think his heart was breaking when he saw that, when he knew that? He knew all those souls that were going to be eternally lost. Right there in the very presence of the Son of God who could give them life, and yet they were going to be lost. Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Rest for your souls is a wonderful line. When was the last time that you said, "Come, Lord Jesus, Lord, come quickly"? Whether it was out loud or in your own thoughts and prayers. What does it say? And you will find rest for your souls. Do you crave that rest? Yeah. Yeah. Now we have a sampling of that here on earth as Christians. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. By the way, that's a relative statement. Was Jesus' burden light? What was his burden? The sins of the whole world. The cross. And what did he say? If anyone would come after me, what? Take up the cross and follow me. Are we going to have burdens? Yeah, we are. But he says, I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will have rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Compared to the burden that was going to be borne in judgment by Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum and Sodom, anything that happens to us in this life as a Christian as we walk in the light is light. Even though it's heartbreaking, even though it grinds us spiritually into the ground sometimes, you know, we're just so beat down we can hardly get up, but we get up because His Spirit is with us and gives us strength. That's the lesson. Remember that. Take His yoke and be thankful for His yoke. Whatever it is, whatever you're bearing in the name of Christ, be thankful for it because it is light and it's full of blessing and it leads to rest. If anyone online here has not obeyed the gospel, you have an opportunity to do it at your earliest convenience. There's no hope without it. If you need to know, we say it in every one of our meetings. I'm not going to do that tonight. Go back and listen to another sermon. You get another one in the boat. Or you just send us a note, but I'll tell you. The Bible tells us plainly how to be saved. Obey the Lord and be set free. Take His yoke upon you and learn from Him. Many of you all need any prayers or need to let us know anything. Even let us know as we sing this song.